A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. This edition, I showcase the wonderful Sadler's Wells venue in the heart of Angel and Islington, a short walk from the tube station. This took place during the audio-described performance of A Chorus Line on August the 17th at 2:30 p.m. It runs until the 25th of August and is on tour afterwards. I preview some forthcoming audio-described dates of A Chorus Line and what's coming up next at Sadler's Wells, as well as highlighting their access provision. 17 stories, 8 chances, one singular sensation. New York City, 1975. On an empty Broadway stage, 17 performers are put through their paces in the final grueling audition for a new Broadway musical, but only 8 will make the cut. A Chorus Line is a musical masterpiece that revolutionized Broadway, with creator Michael Bennett using real-life testimonies from late-night recording sessions with dancers. Celebrate the lives of theatre's unsung heroes as they tell searing stories of ambition, shattered hopes, and what it really does cost to follow your dreams. Originally produced at the Curve in Leicester and directed by Nikolai Foster. It runs for 1 hour and 55 minutes straight through without an interval. There was a touch tour at 12:45 p.m. and was led by describer Caroline Byrne of Talking Theatre, the front of house team, and Paul, the stage manager. The 10 participants met in the cafe at the studio and were led onto the stage by access hosts. Describer Caroline and company manager Paul gave a delightful, detailed overview of the show, sets and surroundings, providing clear pictures of what unfolds as we take our seats. We also got to explore various props and costumes, including various hats. The ensemble rehearsed with a desk at the side of the stage with notebook, dialed telephone and microphone, and we also got to touch and feel one of the dancers' sports bags. The stage was large and bare, bathed in black, and the stage design was minimalistic, with a platform on the side with chairs that was often moved from the side to the centre. On the right-hand side of the stage was a large black box, a bit like a porter cabin, that housed the band, and halfway through swings round to show them performing. On the cabin walls, there's lots of playbills and theatre posters pinned across it. Describer Caroline delivered a detailed and engaging overview, providing participants with all the information needed and benefited everyone involved. She went on to deliver an insightful audio introduction and description throughout, illustrating all of the drama and action unfolding on stage, painting really clear pictures of all the visual elements, and was really great, especially during the dance scenes. And this was available to you through the Sennheiser in-ear headsets provided. The touch tour lasted for 45 minutes and allowed 30 minutes before the show for some refreshment or fresh air. A Chorus Line continues on tour across the country, with audio-described performances coming up at the Marlow Theatre in Canterbury on Friday the 6th of September at 7:30 p.m, the Birmingham Hippodrome on Saturday the 14th of September at 2:30 p.m, the New Theatre in Cardiff on Saturday the 21st of September at 2:30 p.m, and the Festival Theatre in Edinburgh on Saturday the 28th of September at 2:30 p.m. Please check with venues when booking for specific touch tour times. For more information and links to venues to book tickets, you can visit achorusline tour.com. This new production of A Chorus Line is entertaining and thought-provoking, with catchy songs, impressive choreography, and solid performances. It's as relevant today as it was 30 years ago, and the finale at the end is spectacular and sends a few tingles down the spine. It's well worth experiencing. Sadler's Wells is one of those venues who quite often go the extra mile in relation to access and inclusion. They do this in many ways, by scheduling regular audio described performances on most of their main shows, having a fully trained access team available at these performances for the touch tour and the show to make sure that they go smoothly, guide and assist in any way they can, so if something doesn't quite work out, they can improve it, and they have a wealth of access information available for you on their website to help you to plan your visit. A few audio described performances coming up at Sadler's Wells are English National Ballet Akram Khan's Giselle on Saturday the 28th of September at 2:30 p.m. with the touch tour at 12:30 p.m. Theatre of Dreams is audio described on Friday the 11th of October at 7:30 p.m. and Birmingham Royal Ballet's La Fille Margardie is on Saturday the 26th of October at 2:30 p.m. Please do check with the venue in relation to the other touch tour times. To book tickets, you can call 020 7863 8000. Or you can email ticket at sadlerswells.com. Or to feedback or discuss access, you can email feedback at sadlerswells.com. There's also an extensive wealth of access information online by visiting sadlerswells.com and selecting accessibility in the drop-down box. There is so much to love about Sadler's Wells and the Peacock Theatre, as both venues are welcoming and made inclusive for all. So if you've never experienced them before, now is the time. To find out what has been audio described elsewhere in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. And for cinema, you can visit accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
Written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.